You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend.
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have officially hit double digits. Michael Cohen, Jack Thomas here with you.
Week 10 already?
Week 10. What happened?
I don't know. All I know is I'm going to say this straight up.
Say it.
I have two leagues, obviously. I have a league that I deal with point spreads. I ain't doing too hot.
Yes.
And then I have a league where I just have to pick the winning team.
Yes.
Last week, I went 12-4.
You're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
But when it comes to the league with the point spreads, there have been weird games.
There have been some weird games, especially with the point spreads. Where like, what was it, last week? There was a game with like a 9-point spread, like – I think it was the Kansas City game. It was a 9-point spread. I'm like, that's not going to happen, and it didn't. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. All right, what do we got? Let's see. Thursday night's game went. It was a good game.
Derrick Henry continues to be the man. I mean.
You know, and I'm going to say this. The Cowboys could have signed him.
Yes.
Instead, they went for Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, and by the way, Ezekiel Elliott is a bust.
He's an
Derrick Henry is a monster.
30 years old, everybody wrote this guy off, and after half a season, he has well over 1,000 yards. I mean, and no one talks about it. It's amazing that now people are starting to, oh, we had Derrick Henry, league MVP. Like, Wow, now you're jumping on it? Like, Wow, now people are starting to realize it.
So. All right, so let's get going to Weekend 10. What do we got?
What do we got? Okay, we got a lot of great games, especially we're going to start things off in Germany this time. And no, I'm not going to Germany this weekend.
No?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. Missed the flight. Anyway, we're starting in Germany this week, and we're going to have a barn burner. I'm sure they are very happy to have this game over there in Munich. It is the New York Football Giants and the Carolina Panthers, both 2-7.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see here. The Giants are actually favored, -6.5.
What time do I have to get up to watch that game?
Too early. It's 9:30.
That's not that bad.
Yes.
All right, so what's the point spread?
Point spread is Giants -6.5, excuse me.
Uh-huh. The way the Giants are playing, the way the Carolina Panthers are playing, they're probably going to end in a 0-0 tie. but, all right, I'm going to go with Carolina because of the points.
I don't blame you for taking Carolina by the points.
Why are they giving, though, the Giants 6.5.
Why such a large spread? I mean,
no, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
That should be like a one, like a 1.5.
I thought that would have been maybe a 3.
Yeah. There's another game in here that's a 1.5 that scratches my head, but we'll get there
later. Let's get it. Giants and Carolina,
okay.
Who you got?
I'm going to roll with the Giants. Look, they got to win a game at some point. They actually played pretty well against Washington last week.
You think they're going to win plus cover?
I'll take the 6.5 and cover and win.
Wow.
Carolina's really bad. So are the Giants. But not as bad as Carolina. So
okay.
So there you go. I'll take the Giants.
All right. Munich, enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game, Munich. Best of luck to you. Next up, we go to Chicago. Let's take a look at the Bears, who are a 6-point favorite against the New England Patriots. This is another game that you sit there and look at the spread and scratch your head. But, you know, the Patriots, they had Drake May come back last week. He had a great touchdown last week against the Titans in a loss.
Yep. I'm going to be daring. Chicago, Chicago, it's a hell of a town.
It is a hell of a town. I was worried. I thought you said something else other than in Chicago, but I was thinking something else, but my mind was in the gutter. I'm a little worried about the Chicago Bears because the Bears have been playing poorly the last couple weeks. You know, a couple losses in a row, man, you know. Not good for Chicago.
Maybe that's the game they turn it around.
I agree with you. I'm going to take Chicago in the points.
All right.
Okay. And get one of those awful pizzas in Chicago, too.
There you go.
All right, let's move right along. Buffalo and Indianapolis in Indianapolis. Buffalo.
Bills.
I agree with you. Bills. Okay, I don't need to say much more. I agree with you. Bills. Joe Flacco looks old with Indy. They can't do anything. Bills are going to roll. They got a 4-point favorite in that game.
Yeah.
Minnesota and Jacksonville. In Jacksonville. The Vikings are a 7-point favorite. I'm going to go Vikings. Yeah. How about you?
I'll go with the Vikings. I'm just surprised that Jacksonville's not playing in Munich.
they play in England.
That's
half
what I'm
the
saying.
Year.
So, you know.
Why not go to Munich?
They're
as
the
well?
International team.
The international team.
Yeah, so let's go with Minnesota.
I agree with Minnesota. They surprised me last week by playing fairly well against Indianapolis, although I think there is some rust starting to show in the Sam Darnold armor. 3 picks last week, you know, maybe he's starting to come back to earth.
To reality?
A little bit.
That MVP chant is going to his head?
Coming down just a little bit. Yeah. I'm tempted to go with Jacksonville based on the points, but I'll go with you with Minnesota.
Yeah.
This one, here we go again, Kansas City. Why are you – look, I know they're the world champions. I know they're unbeaten. You're going up against the Denver Broncos team that has a good defense, and you're getting 8 points. It's an arrowhead.
Denver, just because of the points.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not only going to take Denver for the points.
You're saying Denver with the win?
I'm going to say they're going to go in there and beat them.
You're going to say that Denver, the Broncos, are going to make KC not undefeated?
Kansas City just doesn't look good, man. I just think about them all year. They've been flirting with danger all season, and Mahomes banged up.
Look at that last game. It was 10-7 at halftime, and then they had to go to overtime to win it.
Yeah, I trust Sean. I'm going to go with Sean Payton on this one.
All right, let's see.
We'll see what happens. All right, Saints and the Falcons. Another barn burner down in New Orleans. The Falcons getting 3.5 points. I'm going to go with the Falcons because, again, the Saints have been bad. They just fired Dennis Allen. You know, things are not looking
too good. Let's go with Atlanta.
Atlanta. We're going to go with hot Atlanta. Maybe not so hot, but still better than New Orleans. Let's go to, speaking of Tampa Bay, coming off that loss to Kansas City the other day, they take on the San Francisco 49ers in Tampa Bay this weekend, and Niners are getting 6 on this one.
Tampa Bay.
Ooh, you like that?
Yeah.
Because they're home.
Just because San Francisco's not clicking, they're banged up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa.
You're going to go with Tampa. I think I saw something. Maybe I was wrong.
You have secret, some
no, Christian McCaffrey is expected back this week.
Yeah, but he hasn't played all season, so he'll be a little rusty.
A little rusty.
You know, knowing that, he'll probably only rush for 200 yards instead of 300.
I'm going to take the 49ers on the road and the points. I'm going to take the 49ers on the points. Here is a if this were the 80s, if this were the 1980s, this would be one of those matchups. If we only had a Super Bowl between these two teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Commanders in D.C. Good game, though.
Mm.
Both teams playing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the game of the week
I'm going to you first. I need a little time to...
You got to process that one. Look, Washington's been playing great.
Yeah.
You got Jaden Daniels, who's been absolutely unbelievable this year.
As a rookie quarterback.
That offense has been clicking. They've been running the football very well. But they're going to go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is
one of
the best. And look, maybe they give up a lot of chunk yards, but they don't give up points. Russell Wilson now has been clicking the last couple weeks. I like me some Pittsburgh Steelers on the road and a win. They're getting Washington's getting the 2.5. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the upset.
I will, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I talked you into it.
You talked me into it just by telling me the facts. And, people, that's what we try to do here. We tell you the facts.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to earn you some money.
Just the facts, man. That's it.
Some money, money, money.
Money.
And if you do get a lot of money, you can mail your commission check, too.
Wait a minute. Let me get my pen and paper here. Jack Thomas.
Care of Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
let's move
it.
Right along. Chargers and the Titans in Los Angeles. Chargers are getting 7.5. I know it's a big point spread, but Titans are just terrible. And the Chargers have been playing fairly well. Yeah. Herbert's been okay.
Chargers,
yeah.
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 We're probably going to lose because of the points, but, you know.
Probably. Let's see. Did I miss a game here? I think I did.
I already know my answer to this one.
I know. It's this one. It's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Uh-huh. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
I think this is now the fourth week I'm going to be saying this. I'm going against my boys. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly, and bye, boys, bye. Bye, boys, bye.
Dak's out probably for the rest of the season.
The second time, like 3 years, 4 years, he's had an injury? Yeah.
He tore the skin from his bones. Yeah, that has to hurt. So we're going to have our backup quarterback in there.
Cooper Rush. I know.
Trey.
Cooper. Oh, they're going to play Trey Lance?
Trey Lance is going to get some starts.
You know why? Because, I know the deadline's over with, but they want to showcase him. That's what it is.
See what he's worth. So, Yeah, remember at the beginning of the year, and even our promo that we play, I said address them as the Super Bowl champs.
In 1995?
I must have made that for next season.
You sure that you sure we didn't go into a time warp to 1994?
Maybe, because it's not going to happen this year. So, Eagles, enjoy.
Yes, fly, Eagles, fly in Big D. I mean, if Dak Prescott were healthy, I would think about taking the boys this week.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
I'm taking Philadelphia as well. Sorry.
Well, and again, I'm going to say, I said this before, we had a chance to get Derrick Henry. We should have taken him, okay? We should have never got rid of Tony Pollard. He is a running back extraordinaire.
Yeah.
But we just let him walk because, well, I got to save money and everything. Jerry, I'm not going to say it. Go.
Go ahead. You can say whatever you got to say. Oh, no. Is that that kind of mood? Okay.
No,
well,
no.
You've been in a foul mood right now because of the Cowboys. I'm about to get into a foul mood right now. The other wonderful game at 425 is the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals
Arizona. You won last week.
Yeah, we did. They did win. Required
you don't think that you're going to be able to go out to Arizona against Kyle Murray? Oof. People, you're lucky this is radio.
I mean,
because if you're seeing the face that I'm getting right now.
I've had this debate very similar to what we're about to have right now.
All right.
I had a couple friends tell me this week, it's like, oh, look, we get the win this week in Arizona. You get a win next week against Indianapolis. We're back in it, baby. Here we go. We're going to the playoffs. I'm like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? The New York Jets are not going to the playoffs.
They just got rid of a wide receiver.
They traded Mike Williams, but he wasn't doing much anyway, and Aaron Rodgers had him on his hit list, so that was the end of that. I mean,
so what you're saying, it's the Aaron Rodgers hit list. He's running the show for the Jets.
And that's getting weirder because Malachi Corley, who decided not to hold onto the football when he crossed the end zone, reporters actually spoke to him this week. He's like, hey, man, I didn't do anything wrong. Really? You didn't do anything wrong?
Well, he didn't do anything right.
He didn't do anything right. You did do something wrong.
All right, so basically I know already you're saying that you're going with Arizona just because of that.
I'm taking – look.
What's the points?
The Jets are actually favored by 1.5 points.
Arizona.
Yeah. He's taking Arizona. I'm taking Arizona. Look, it's going to be too much Kyler Murray. I don't like the Jet defense against the Arizona running game, and I do not trust the Jets at all.
Blame the interim head coach?
No, I don't blame Jeff Ulbrich. Blame somebody else a little higher up.
I was going to say.
A little higher up than Joe Douglas, a little higher up than the team president, a little higher up. Keep going.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's actually not Aaron. It's actually a little bit above Aaron Rodgers. You keep going up and up and up.
Woody?
Some guy, yeah, you know, the soon-to-be former and now soon-to-be ambassador again to the United Kingdom, Woody Johnson.
Go.
Yeah, him, yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. So Arizona. At 4 o'clock, all right.
All right. Two more to go, folks. Here we go, we promise. This is a good one on Sunday night. The Detroit Lions into Houston to take on the Texans. I'm looking forward to this one.
Detroit.
You're going to take Detroit?
I got to stick with my Lions.
Yeah, I mean, look, Houston's banged up, missing a couple receivers. I love the way the Lions have been playing. Would I be shocked if Houston won this game? Because Detroit, you know, look, Detroit's due for a loss at some point.
Right.
But I will take the Lions and the points at 3.5.
All right.
Monday
Night Football. Dun, 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 dun.
You're going to love this one.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm sure ESPN is just like clicking its heels. They got this game. The Miami Dolphins at 2-6 going into Los Angeles to take on the Rams. I don't know how this game got one. Remember the game that we mentioned that was the Giants game, like 6.5? Like, yeah. How the hell is that possible?
Right.
How are the Rams getting only 1 point against Miami? I don't get that. I don't get
the mighty quarterback of Miami. That's why he's back. He's bad.
I mean, I know they lost a couple of 1 point games, but I don't know.
Boy, huh? Well, then, gotta think big. Go LA.
Yeah, I'm going to. You know what? I love LA, especially after what they have spent.
What?
We all love LA. We all know Yankee fans love LA right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. They've heard that song a little bit too much in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with L.A. as well. I'm taking the Rams.
I thought you were going to go crazy and go Miami.
No, I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm going Rams all the way.
Well, again, that wraps up Week 10 picks from Mike and Jack. Hey, use them or don't.
Use them or lose them.
We don't get upset if you go against us, especially if you do better than us. So until next week, I'm Jack Thomas.
I'm Michael Cohen.
Right here on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM. 1450 on your AM dial. Till next week, everyone.
Adios.